Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting a company update from Vizsla Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Mike, the first question that I'm asking all the companies that I bring on the show, it deals with the work that is ongoing and the work, if it can continue, depending on jurisdiction and some of the new governmental rules that seem to roll in almost day after day. Just to recap, everybody, the company's project is the Panuco Gold or Silver Project in Mexico. Now, Mexico still has not shut down anything to the extent that Canada has or even the U.S. Can you update us on the work that is able to continue here, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So, first and foremost, you know, I want to say that we're definitely taking the virus situation very seriously, and we've implemented a number of protocols for our staff and our team in Mexico. And as such, you know, we have a very good program in place. And but we're actually drilling right now, and everything on the project has been moving on in terms of exploration and drilling at the status quo. So. We're drilling a new discovery that we made recently called the Honduras area, and we expect results to come back from that shortly. But we're going to continue drilling at the Panuco project for as long as it remains safe to do so, keeping in mind that we have proper protocols in place to ensure the safety of our team and the community.
All right, let's talk about some of the recent drill results. The press release, March 9th, outlines some results, initial results from this maiden drill program. Some of the headline numbers here, 667 grams per ton silver equivalent over 1.3 meters. We had some other results that were slightly lower grade, let's say 404 grams per ton silver equivalent over a little bit wider width, 2.6 meters. Recap these initial drill results and what they were targeting for this first drill program.
Yeah, so they came from three of our initial 20 targets that we're testing on the property. These were the initial three. So what we're doing at the project is going through and testing the potential for ore shoots at depth under known workings or on new discoveries. And I was very pleased with the outcome here. So the Paloma, the one that you mentioned earlier, the Paloma vein, we discovered that it was a 500 plus meter vein that we made a blind discovery on. We sampled it and found some high grades at surface. And when we went to drill it, we actually intercepted some high grades at depth as well too. So we thought that was very successful and very exciting, the Paloma. And now we're moved the rig over to the Honduras vein that we sampled at surface, and we're testing it at depth. And you know, I'm excited to see what that has in store. I think absolutely, you know, if you have people listening wondering whether we're going to have higher grades on the property as we've seen in our sampling, I think this initial drill program, the drill results that we've had, was successful at the Paloma, but I think we're definitely going to see some higher grades across the project with further drilling. Keeping in mind that we're fully funded, we're drilling right now, we have results pending, and you know, I just want to convey a message of excitement about this program here.
Yeah, so I think it's one of the benefits of where your project is right now is that you can continue on with this drill program. And one thing to note is that, yes, this is the maiden drill program. So you really are just going out testing all of these targets. When it comes to some of the other targets that you are going to be testing in this drill program, what do you expect the process to be in terms of news flow and the different targets?
Yeah, I mean, subject to any type of shutdown by the Mexican government, we intend to test, you know, broader reaches of the project. The next step after this is going to be moving the rig over to the Cordon de Oro, which is basically a corridor of gold, they call it, on the project. And it's an area that has an elevated gold grade number compared to the rest of the over 75 kilometers of veins on the property. And we're excited to test that. We're finding some very interesting stuff on surface there. And Our VPX, Charles Funk, is putting together the drill plan for that right now. So that should be our next move. Again, you know, we have 20 project prospects on the project that we're going to be testing. We're fully funded for this initial 14,500 meter drill program. So lots of exciting stuff to come.
So after this program is over, assuming you can get through it all, then I assume you're going to take a step back, refine some of these targets by looking at certain grades, certain widths. Can you share with us kind of what some of the metrics would be in terms of attractive follow-up targets when you deal with grade versus width?
Yeah, so we are finding, you know, the mined out voids on the Anima thing where most of the production has occurred. And of course we have these, for anyone that's seen our presentation, you know, we have these massive vein corridors that go, you know, 4 or 5 kilometers, most of them trending northwest. And the most productive one is the Animus vein. That one, we see these massive voids that have been mined out in the past underground. There's about 35 kilometers of workings, mostly on the Animus vein. And, you know, you're seeing widths of 10, even 20 meters, including, I guess, veins and stockwork across the, you know, across these ore shoots. And that's the kind of dimension that we're looking for, anything from, you know, 4 meters to, let's say 30 meters of mineable material, in an ore shoot. So a plunging ore shoot off of the main structure. And that historically has been what's been profitable for the miners there. You know, I'd encourage people to go to our website and look at the presentation and see the cross section of the Mariposa ore shoot, where they had, I believe it was, 18 meters of kilo plus material. So there's a potential for some very, very high grades across these ore shoots at depth.
All right, now let's just wrap it up with a quick comment on cash. You mentioned that this is a fully funded program. Where does the company stand right now in terms of cash in the bank as this program is progressing?
Yeah, so we have over $3 million in the bank, and so we're in a great position right now.
Okay, so company is going to continue to drill. We should continue to get some drill results probably in the near term, sooner rather than later, some more drill results from this program, and we will follow up at that point. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Mike and his team over at Vizsla, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Mike, in the meantime, keep us up to date on how drilling is progressing, and as I mentioned, when we get some drill results, we will further discuss them. Thanks for your time today, Mike.
Thank you.